Right in your medicine cabinet is one of the very first products made from oil. It's that jar of Vaseline known generically as petroleum jelly. It began in the late 19th century with a young chemist, Robert Cheeseborough, who sold kerosene. Cheeseborough got his kerosene from the oil of sperm whales, but by 1859 he was put out of business when, in Titusville, Pennsylvania, the first successful oil well was installed. This new oil attracted him to Titusville. While visiting, he learned of a gooey substance called rodwax that stuck to the drilling rigs. It built up on drill bits as they punctured the ground. This rodwax was a nuisance to the riggers. They just scraped it off and tossed it away. But rumors floated around that it had miraculous healing powers. So Cheeseborough got a bucket, loaded it up with this black wax, and took a sample back to his Brooklyn lab. As a chemist, it didn't take him long to extract the key ingredient, the translucent material we know today as petroleum jelly. Today we wouldn't get very excited about something like petroleum jelly, but in Cheeseborough's time, the only oils available were lard, goose grease, and garlic oil, all of which spoiled and smelled awful. So Cheeseborough's nearly colorless, unspoilable, odorless oil seemed like a miracle. To test its miracle properties, he inflicted cuts and burns on himself, then covered them with his new gel. It did help, although at the time no one realized that this was because it sealed out bacteria, thus preventing infection. Satisfied that his new grease had healing properties, he took to the road with his own medicine show. But first he named his gel. Using the German word for water, Wasser, and the Greek word for oil, Elion, he came up with Vaseline. Next, he traveled around the New York State area demonstrating his miracle Vaseline. Before a rapt audience, he'd burn his skin with acid or an open flame, then spread the clear jelly on his injuries, showing at the same time his past injuries healed, he claimed, by his miracle product. Amazingly, this worked. Soon he was selling a jar a minute, and when these ran out, people begged their druggist to order more from Cheeseborough. It was used for everything: chest colds, chapped hands, nasal congestion, and even to remove stains from furniture. By the turn of the 20th century, it had penetrated the American market and was entering Europe, making Cheeseborough a very rich man. Although its miracle properties were eventually debunked, Cheeseborough himself was always a true believer. He lived to age 96, revealing shortly before he died the secret to his longevity. Every day of his life, he ate a spoonful of Vaseline.